The answer is urinary calcium. This is actually a very difficult question. In primary hyperparathyroidism, you're going to have increased, not decreased urinary calcium. Okay, so students are like, what the fuck? How is that possible? It's because despite the increased reabsorption of calcium distally in the kidney, we still have increased calcium filtered through Bowman capsule due to the hypercalcemia, plus normal calcium sensing receptors in the kidney. So the kidney will decrease paracellular reabsorption of calcium in the PCT and in the thick ascending loop of Henle. So despite the increased reabsorption of calcium distally in the kidney due to PTH, we still have a net increase, an up arrow, for urinary calcium and primary hyperparathyroidism. However, patients who have mutations in calcium sensing receptors who instead have a diagnosis of familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia, despite having a high PTH and a high serum calcium similar to primary hyperparathyroidism, the kidney cannot sense the increased filtered calcium, so it's not trying to get rid of it. Okay, so it's going to be increasing paracellular absorption, reabsorption, and we're going to have a decrease in urinary calcium. So it's using urinary calcium. This is how we differentiate the two conditions. Once again, increased urinary calcium and primary hyperparathyroidism sounds paradoxical, but that in and of itself is high yield. But we're going to have decreased urinary calcium in, as the name implies, familial hypocalciuric hypercalcemia, which is due to mutations in the calcium sensing receptors on both the parathyroid glands and in the kidneys. That's it.